The Mystical City of God, Conception, Book 2, Chapter 13. Our Lady gives advice on the spiritual life.
My daughter, these most noble and excellent gifts of the Holy Ghost, which thou hast come to understand, are the emanations of the divinity communicating themselves to, in transforming the holy souls. On their own part, they do not admit of any limitation, but only on the part of the subject upon which they act. If the creatures would empty their hearts of earthly love and affections, although their heart is limited, they would participate without measure in the torrent of the infinite Godhead through the inestimable gifts of the Holy Ghost. The virtues purify the creature from the ugliness and guilt of its vices, and thereby they begin to restore the disconcerted order of its faculties, which was first lost by original sin and afterwards increased by actual sins. They add beauty to the soul, strength and joy in doing good. But the gifts of the Holy Ghost raise these same virtues to a sublime perfection, adornment, and beauty, by which they dispose, beautify, and fill the soul with graces and introduce it to the chamber of its spouse, where it remains united with the divinity in a spiritual bond of eternal peace. From this most blessed condition, it proceeds faithfully and truthfully to the practice of heroic virtues, and laden with them, it returns to the same source from which it issued forth, namely God Himself. In His shadow it rests and is satiated, freed from the impetuous fury of the passions and their disorderly appetites. Such a happiness, however, is the lot of few, and only by experience can it actually be known who does attain it. Take heed, therefore, my dearest, and study profoundly how thou canst ascend to the height of these gifts. For it is the will of the Lord and mine that thou ascend higher up as a guest in the feast, which is prepared for thee in all sweetness of His blessed gifts, and to which thou hast been invited for this very purpose by this excess of liberality. Remember that there are only two ways to eternity, the one which leads to eternal death by contempt of virtue and ignorance of the divinity, the other which leads to eternal life by the profitable knowledge of the Most High. For this is eternal life, that men know the way to Him and to His only begotten, whom He sent into the world. The way of death is trodden by innumerable wicked ones, who are unaware of their own ignorance, presumption, and insipid pride. To those whom His mercy calls to His admirable light, and whom He engenders anew as sons of light, God gives by this regeneration a new being in faith, hope, and charity, making them His own and heirs of an eternal and godlike fruition. Having been made sons, they are endowed with the virtues accompanying the first justification, in order that as sons of light, they may perform corresponding works of light, and over and above they receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And just as the material sun denies its light and warmth to nothing that is capable and fit for its influence, so also the divine wisdom, emitting its voice on the high mountains, on the royal highway, and in the most hidden paths, invites and calls out to all, and hides itself or denies itself to no one. But the foolishness of men makes them stupid and deaf, their impious malice makes them scoffers, and their unbelieving perversity turns them away from God, whose wisdom finds no place in the benevolent heart, nor in a body subject to sin. Thou, however, my daughter, remember thy promises, thy vocation, and thy aspirations, for the tongue which lies to God is an abominable murderer of the soul. See that thou do not pursue death in the error of this life, nor draw upon thyself ruin by the work of thy hands, as by divine light thou hast seen the sons of darkness do. Fear the powerful God and Lord with an humble and a well-ordered fear, and in all thy works be governed by that Master. Make thy heart gentle, yielding, and docile to discipline and works of piety. Judge of things according to the true value of virtue and vice. Animate thyself with an invincible fortitude to strive after the most arduous and exalted, and to endure the most adverse and exacting labors. By discretion, choose the means of attaining to these results. Give way to the force of the divine light, by which thou canst transcend all sensible things, rise to the highest knowledge of the hidden secrets of divine wisdom, and distinguish between the things of the new and of the old man. Then wilt thou be capable of partaking of this wisdom, for then thou wilt enter into the wine cellar of thy spouse, and be inebriated with his love, and his eternal charity will be well ordered in thee.